Most on the council were disappointed in the result, and Mayor Nels Anderson was no exception.
I have heard all sorts of oddball reasons why people did not vote for this. Everything from what was reported in the paper is they thought we were trying to sneak an item by him by doing a special election versus putting on the regular election, and a whole bunch of other things. But the bottom line is, if this were a resounding defeat, I would leave it and take it. But I personally think that this is important enough, we need to bring it back. And we can bring it back either this fall, or we could bring it back if it felt appropriate. We had to wait a year from now. And we need to get all of those stakeholders who were here supporting it to actually do some groundwork and get some people out to vote.
At the polls last Tuesday, 557 people turned out, and by a margin of just 21, the noes took the day. The canvas board counted another 151 absentee and question ballots this week, and though there were more yes votes than no in that batch, it wasn't enough to change the poll results. City Clerk Shelley Sainer said this was a relatively high turnout, even compared to general elections.
Actually, this was a pretty good turnout for us. This was a 19.08% voter turnout. Our 2018 regular election had a 13% voter turnout. Okay. So.
City Manager Stephanie Queen says this just gives the city an opportunity to refine its pitch, as it's had to do with other major projects over the years that took time to complete.
I think these big types of transformative projects in Soldotna have always been somewhat subject to the influence of local politics. So when I think back to projects that maybe the city and residents fought for a long time, like the Memorial Park or Soldotna Creek Park, they were similar in that they took decades, and at different points in time, I think folks would recognize that they were political in terms of the level of passion that residents brought to them. So in that way, even though the state funding has effectively gone away and we're going to be funding more of these projects entirely ourselves, I don't know that I would say that it's more of a political concern moving forward. I think the only real change is going to be the conversations around the funding mechanisms themselves.
In this case, it meant a bump in local sales tax of 0.5% to finance $10 million. Mayor Anderson says if adjustments have to be made in the amount that's bonded or even how residents might be entitled to use the facility, he'd be in favor.
If we wanted to add some caveats in that, say, the seniors could walk on the track for nothing if they live in the city of Soldotna, or some other things to sweeten it, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. We may need to change the amount we want to go bond or figure out some alternatives, but I would like to see this come back personally as soon as possible and for us to do a positive campaign.
More than a year ago, the city set aside a few million bucks as seed money to try and find partners and sponsors for the project. That didn't turn up much, which is why the bond initiative was put out. But that seed money is still around. Linda Hutchings, who was a proponent of the plan from the beginning, says she would like to see that money put to use.
I would love to see us get our groundwork done, get our concrete slab done, and have it ready. So that when you do go, when people can see that something is being done, it's not something that's on a piece of paper, that they are more apt to follow through and be happy with it. Because this is something that doesn't just affect Soldotna, it affects the whole peninsula. And there were so many people that wanted this to pass, but they couldn't vote on it. So sometimes I think we have to step up for the greater good. This is a quality of life issue.
A ballot question can be put before voters again after 6 months, which means this one could possibly be up for another vote in the fall. City Council also has other options for raising revenue that don't demand a public vote. Council indicated there may be more work sessions about the Fieldhouse and those other revenue options in the coming months. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.